right. Yes, I realize that I need to clarify my position before, because I'm hearing from you. Martin, did you actually say that you would rather take a six-year-old into a bar or a strip club than to a church? So, yeah, I really do need to clarify. Yes, that's exactly what I said. And let me explain it, since apparently I did not explain it well enough. You need to see the strategies of Satan. Satan will call what is good evil and what is evil good. And Satan will set up such a deception, and they will get people fighting the wrong enemy, that he will be able to work a greater evil in the midst of the people fighting the enemies. Christianity has all the wrong enemies. The greatest evil being worked and foisted upon this world is through the agency of the Christian religion. I named a few of those. I talked about the free will of man. Evil doctrine teaches that man is greater than Christ. I talked about eternal torment. That's horrible teaching that has caused people to fear God. These things come out of the Christian religion. So there are the greatest evils. And coming through, again, the midst of a religion that justifies itself as, we're the most popular religion on the earth, and if you want to know God, you have to come through us. That's a freaking lie. They don't realize they're lying. The fact is, if you want to be repulsed from God, if you want to end up worshiping the false icon, the pop icon Jesus, then you go to the Christian religion. The first thing Satan tries to do when someone begins to have an awakening, begins to have an inclination of the glory of God and the majesty of God and the simplicity of God and their own helplessness before God, Satan wants to get them in a church quick, because their childlike simplicity will be destroyed. It will be broken into a million pieces, and before long, their concept of love will be twisted, because before people become Christians, they have a normal human idea of what love is, and that there's no way eternal torment could be included under the umbrella of love. Somehow, it's part of God's love. He loves people so much that he can't overwhelm their will, and he must give them the desires of their heart. And if they want to be away with from him and suffer eternally, then he just lets them, because he's such a loving God. All these crazy mental gymnastics you have to do to justify eternal torment, that only happens after you've been brainwashed in the Christian religion. That's brainwashed headquarters for Satan. And the biggest, hairiest demons on the planet are in the Christian church. The biggest, the big boys. These are where the big boys go. This is where the most subtle, the most refined, the most insidiously ingenious / diabolical brainwashing and deception goes on in the Christian church. It's so subtle that the Christian church doesn't even know that it's happening in its own ranks. In fact, the Christian church is on its holy parapets looking for the Antichrist. But they're the Antichrist. The Antichrist will come from their ranks. In the meantime, what is Christianity fighting? What do you think? Huh? Satan has set up false enemies for the Christian church. They're fighting the common... Just look at what the Baptists hate. What do the Baptists hate? Just look at that and you'll see what Christianity is fighting. Immorality. And what is immorality to them? Alcohol. And especially sex. Everything concerning sex is evil to the Christian religion. Whereas God created sex as a beautiful thing. And he created alcohol as well. Wine makes the heart of man glad. It's drunkenness that is frowned upon in Scripture, not alcohol. It is sexual abuse frowned upon in Scripture, not nakedness. At a strip club, as far as I know, I went to one years ago, and it was a little bit awkward, but I love the female body. Love it. It's great to see a woman taking her clothes off. It's fantastic. Human body is great. For that matter, one of my favorite movies is Pumping Iron with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I also love a well-formed male body. I will stare at it. I'm not homosexual, but I will admire it. The statue, the sculpture, David by Michelangelo. Beautiful. It's a naked man. It's beautiful. Naked women are also beautiful. God made the human body. Oh, but Martin, women are abused. Women through the ages have been taken advantage of. That's true. That goes on in every avenue of life, whether you're in the business world or whether you're in the strip club or a bar. But most of the women there, if you want to get into details of it, I've read on this because I've written books on human sexuality, and I'm interested in the ploys of Satan, and I'm fascinated to see that Satan has set up sex as the number one enemy of righteousness and morality. And so Christians are fighting this where he's working the greater evil in their midst. I can't even say greater evil, because the sex is not an evil at all. And the human body is not evil at all. And the majority of women in these strip clubs are getting good money from it. They make lots of money a night, and they're there on their own. And actually, the fight, there are Christians trying to close down these houses of ill repute. And you know who's fighting this? The women. They want the right to be able to make their own decisions. They don't want a legislative body telling them that they can't do what they want with their bodies. If they have a beautiful body and want to take their clothes off, more power to them. Let them do it. They make good money. There's an appreciative audience of men. It's all good. Human nature is working very well in this system, right? It's only when people take on and try to make it a criminal activity, that's when everything goes underground. When you make something a criminal activity, I've been a proponent of legal prostitution. Because when you make it illegal, then it goes underground, and then you have organized crime. We tried to prohibit alcohol back in the 1920s. It was called the Prohibition. It created a black market, and that created a whole network of criminals. And people were killed and all this because they made something that was natural illegal. Women taking their clothes off for men is natural. There's no sex going on. You're talking about sex trade. It's on a different topic. We're not even talking about that. But even with the prostitution issue, we're talking, there are legitimate fields of prostitution. That comes foremost to mind is the U.S. Army had bases dedicated to prostitution so that they could control it, and so that the soldiers wouldn't go to these illicit places where there was no oversight. So it's not the thing itself that's evil. And in Scripture, it was cult prostitution that was evil. It was the fact that men, that women were using their bodies to bring people into the worship of their deities. This was called cult prostitution. It was distinguished from regular prostitution. Anyway, my point is that these false enemies are set up by Christianity, by Satan, by extension, they're set up by the adversary himself, so that Christianity can fight these things. So there's a woman who's voluntarily goes to a place to get paid money to show her body, which is beautiful, to men who appreciate the female body. There's nothing wrong with this. So would I take my six-year-old to it? I wouldn't go out of my way to do it. But if somebody said I had a choice between that and taking them to Sunday school, sure as hell, I would take them to the strip club. I would say, well, this is an introduction to the female body. It's a fantastic thing. All right. And I would take him to a bar and give him a drink. I give my kids sips of wine when they were kids. So I would take my kid to a bar, a respectable place. And I would take him to a respectable strip joint if I had the choice. You're not turning them into perverts. In fact, by setting up sex as an evil and by telling your kids that it's wrong and by being all stupid about it and Christian and moralistic and Baptist, that's screwing your kids up. You're not screwing them up by introducing them to the wonders of the human body. You're screwing them up by treating that as an evil thing that God hates. You're making a huge mistake. I used to take my teenage sons every February. We went and we bought the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. They were 12, 13 years old. And I would take them out purposely to buy it, and we look at it together. Then we'd go to Red Lobster and have some fish. And it was a great time. And my kids are normal, well-adjusted kids today. Because why pretend that the human body isn't attractive? Why pretend to a red-blooded 13-year-old male that there's something awkward and evil and troublesome about the female body? No, it's flipping beautiful. And I love the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Duh. It's only unnatural things, unnatural prohibitions that make these things evil. And that's what causes people to trip up. When Paul says, all is allowed me, yet, but not all is expedient. You'd be surprised when you allow yourself legitimate pleasures, alcohol, the naked human body, then you no longer have this stupid, irrational hang-up over it, and you no longer have the impulse, the compulsion to go crazy. It's the pastor's kid syndrome. It's so common. The kid, the child of the pastor, all these things are prohibited. The pastor has to have a pure face to society. And so he doesn't allow his kid to watch movies, or you can't play certain video games, or you can't go to the mall. You can't look, God forbid you look at a Playboy, or somebody find a Playboy at your house. Oh my God, there are naked women in there. It's terrible. The human body is awful. Then the kid goes crazy, goes apeshit when he leaves the house. Happens all the time, right? Now, I didn't smoke cigars when my kids were young, but I would have offered to have a little puff, see what it's like. Yeah, you're not making an addict of them. In fact, it's a preventative to being an addict. It's a preventative. It's so simple to me. I don't know why people don't get this. Romans chapter 7 is that the law produces indignation. The prohibition produces the very things. Don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. It makes you do it because prohibition is irresistible to humans. And that's by design. God made you that way. That's why it's such a miracle. When this Pharisee, ex-Pharisee, finally came to see that all is allowed me. My God, how could a Pharisee say that? Well, the Pharisee Saul couldn't have said it. But when he finds the freedom that he has in Christ, all things are allowed me. True, not all things are expedient. And Paul will list the things that aren't expedient. Very plainly, drunkenness, things like that. Gluttony or greed. You know, he mentions greed, but he never mentions strip clubs or bars. But he mentions greed. I know far more greedy people who would justify themselves that I never look at pornography. Do you know what the Bible, by the way, do you know what the Bible has to say about pornography? I'm glad you asked. Nothing. So anyway, I have a chapter about this in my book, The Lie of Every Man's Battle, which is still yet to be published. I know. Don't bother me about it. Well, maybe you should. Write me and tell me to get that book published, Zender, because we need light on this topic. So Satan is ingenious in that he has created these false enemies. And to keep Christianity occupied so that she will be fighting non-essentials and she will be fighting stupid things that are inconsequential and will actually bring more ruin. Christianity has created the black markets by prohibiting these things and by claiming that God hates them. Just because you hate something, Christians, doesn't mean God hates it. And so you've done a double stupidity, double evil. First of all, you've created a black market. You've created an inordinate desire for these things by prohibiting them. Second of all, you have set up false enemies for yourself so that you can be fighting the evil porn, fighting the evil alcohol. In the meantime, Satan is working the worst evil ever invented in the history of the universe, eternal torment, through your little churches. Oh, so clever. Christians, you are so on the right track. It's just amazing how brilliant you are not. And I will tell everyone within the sound of my voice to get the hell out of organized religion. It's gonna go down hard. People you know will be killed. If you are associated with this religion, you will be literally killed. Not by the Antichrist, because he's gonna applaud you for being in the mainstream religion, but by God himself when he sends his supernatural cavalry against the religions of this world. That's coming up in the unveiling of Jesus Christ. Wake up, people. Wake up to the real evils. Quit being hung up by these false evils that have been set up for you by Christianity. They're wrong. It's a diversionary tactic used by Satan and worked through the organized religion. Come out of her, my people. Come out, come out, come out.